proclamation number 6325 dated the August 4th, 1955. Life on Earth is but a passageway back home. Just consider yourselves as passers-by on this Earth, who merely live here temporarily but never permanently, because your true home is the spiritual realm, which you can only reach in freedom by way of crossing this Earth. That way you also experience your earthly life with different thoughts, because when you are sure of a specific destination, you should also aspire to reach it. Consequently, everything you find on Earth shall neither burden you nor tie you down. Just think of everything on Earth as transient, as if it was merely on loan to you, or as if it only momentarily obstructed your way. You should always remember that one day the hour will arrive when you have passed through this earthly veil and you must leave, that now the return to your true home will take place. Now make sure that you return to that realm fully laden with treasures which you can use again. Then you won't enter your home poor and miserable, but radiant with light and richly blessed with spiritual possessions. Because you can acquire all these things during your earthly life. No matter how and where you walk on Earth, you can always increase your spiritual wealth with deeds of love if you don't allow yourselves to be tied to worldly possessions, and always keep in mind that they are transient and that you cannot take them with you into the realm on the other side. But you can acquire many spiritual possessions during your time on Earth, because people are in great need and you can always ease their suffering, spiritually as well as materially. What you give in earthly life you will regain as spiritual wealth, and therefore you should give help wherever your help is asked for. And you should also ease suffering without being asked and where it is evident, and you'll be richly blessed after your physical death, because, as you give you will receive again. Single quote. However, anyone who believes himself to be master of the earth, who believes to be entitled to the possessions of this earth, and who is sure of his ownership without considering the poverty of his fellow human beings, will appear at the threshold of death completely destitute. He will enter a realm where he will experience bitter poverty, because he has to leave everything he owns behind and has no spiritual values to offer, as he did not consider himself a passerby but a permanent master on this earth. He didn't consider his true home, and therefore will find it in very poor condition. Amen.